Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Powerful Republicans on a key US Senate committee are in a standoff with the woman who claims she was sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh, the man President Trump has nominated to be a new Supreme Court judge. The Judicial Committee's chairman, Chuck Grassley, has said Christine Blasey Ford must decide by Friday whether she will testify to the panel. Peter Bowes reports from Los Angeles.
According to her lawyer, Christine Blasey Ford needs time to deal with the ongoing threats she and her family have received since her allegation against Brett Kavanaugh was made public on Sunday. The Senate has given Dr. Ford until Friday to say whether she'll testify before a hearing set for Monday. It's looking unlikely. The committee's stated plan to move forward with a hearing that has only two witnesses is not a fair or good faith investigation, says Lisa Banks, who represents Dr. Ford.
Leaders of all European Union member states except Britain will meet today at their summit in Austria to discuss progress on Brexit. The Maltese and Czech prime ministers have told the BBC they'd like Britain to hold another referendum, something the British Prime Minister Theresa May has ruled out. More details from Kevin Connolly.
EU leaders are known to privately regret Brexit, the cost and the complexity, as much as the prospect of losing the UK's diplomatic reach. It's rare, though, for two leaders to spell out so plainly and so publicly the depth of that regret and the hope that the UK's decision to leave might yet be reversed in a second referendum. The Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat even said it was an almost universal view around the EU Council table that the leaders would like to see the UK vote again, even if there was no guarantee that the outcome would be different.
Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak has arrived in court over allegations that nearly $700 million was illegally put into his personal bank account. Mr. Najib faces more than 20 charges of receiving, using and transferring the money. He's pleaded not guilty. The World Anti-Doping Agency is expected to lift its suspension on Russia at a meeting in the Seychelles today. Russia's anti-doping agency, RUSADA, was banned in 2015 amid a scandal over state-sponsored doping. Here's Dan Rowan.
Last week, an expert panel recommended that WADA reinstate RUSADA, paving the way for the lifting of further bans of Russian teams in athletics and Paralympic events. But the BBC then revealed that WADA's leadership had secretly reached a compromise with the Russian sports minister over two key conditions for recompliance, including access to the Moscow lab, where the alleged cheating conspiracy had been carried out. That sparked an unprecedented backlash from athletes and national anti-doping organisations, some of whom have demanded a postponement of today's vote.
World News from the BBC. Hackers have stolen more than $60 million of cryptocurrencies from an exchange in Japan. Tech Bureau would not say how its server had been illegally accessed. It's the second major theft from a Japanese exchange this year. $500 million of virtual currencies were stolen from Coincheck in January. The Election Commission in the Primorsky region of the Russian Far East has annulled the results of a vote to choose a local governor. There have been protests after a clear lead for the communist candidate Andrei Ishchenko was reversed and his Moscow-backed rival Andrei Tarasenko declared the winner. In a rare move, the head of Russia's Central Election Commission said that a raft of irregularities had been identified. The Ugandan opposition politician and musician Bobby Wine is due back in Uganda today from the United States, where he's been receiving medical treatment. He left the country 2 weeks ago after accusing the security services of torture. Fergal Keane has the details.
At Kalerwe Roundabout, on the road to Bobby Wine's home, there's a strong police and military presence, clearly designed to intimidate any of his supporters who might be planning to come onto the streets. There are also checkpoints on the expressway to the international airport at Entebbe, along which the returning MP and musician would be expected to travel. Mr. Wine's brother was arrested this morning as he tried to reach the airport and messaged that he was being asked to sign a statement, but was refusing as he hadn't been given a reason for his detention. Earlier, the police said members of Mr. Wine's family would be allowed to greet him.
Hundreds of rare memorabilia from films and series including Star Wars, Indiana Jones, The Godfather and Harry Potter are being auctioned in London on Thursday. The most valuable are two garments worn by Harrison Ford, a blue-grey jacket he used to dodge asteroids when playing Han Solo, and Indiana Jones's famous fedora hat. BBC News.